That's
now, this is Chairo, the original mommy. Your mom's got vodka.com. Takushi Shento. Takushi Shento.
That's your mother-in-law. That's my mommy. The original mommy. That's the name of this track, Original Mommy, by Matthew Miller.
Very nice.
Thank you, Matthew.
This reminds me a little bit of The Creatures. You might know that as Susie and the Banshees' side project.
Of course I know that.
With her husband.
Of course. Where can everybody see you this week, Jeans?
Jeans! Ahoy! Pull them up. Pull them up. Pull them up. If you're in Omaha this week, when this episode drops, August 1st through 4th, I'm at the Omaha Funny Bone in Nebraska. August 16th and 17th, Your Mom's House podcast is coming live to Tejas. We are doing Houston on the 16th, Dallas on the 17th. Tickets for Houston are almost completely gone, so please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com or tomsegura.com or christinacomedy.com and buy your tickets now because they will sell out.
Always there are links. Everybody asks for links.
Yeah.
That's where they are.
Where are the links?
I can't find any links.
Well, they're there.
I can't find them.
They're there. After that, August 22nd through 24th, Comedy Spot Comedy Club in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
And then
September
4th through 7th, Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Tejas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm really excited, you guys, because it's about time I go back to my birth country of Canada. Finally, I'm doing Toronto.
Sorry.
September 12th through 14th, I'll be doing the Underground Comedy Club in Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm. Cannot freaking wait, because you guys love that show.
Dude, that place is the best. High on Trees, Joey Tooch, the whole...
It's ridiculous, right?
Hazardous,
right?
The whole crew. You're going to have the best time.
Right?
Yeah,
Austin, absolutely. Awesome. It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Sir Jeans Lot? Follow me on at Christina P on Twitter, please.
This was not the song I thought, even though I enjoy that song. I enjoy that song. Let's see what this one is. Here, let me give you another song. Is this a song that we can intro to your mother's house? I sure hope so. Is it here? Here we go. Mom's house.
What's up, Sherry?
I like it.
Mom's house. Mom's house. Mom's house. Mom's house. Mom's house. Mom's house. Mom's house.
That really gets me. I like it.
Mom's house.
All right. Mom's house. Derek Booth sent that in. Thank you, Derek. I'm in Richmond, Virginia right now at the Richmond Funny Bone. Come see me tonight or tomorrow or Sunday. Next week, Scottsdale, Arizona, 8th through the 10th of August. Stand Up Scottsdale. Houston and Dallas with my jeans, 16th and 17th of August. Helium in Philadelphia. I want all the mommies to come out Saturday night. Come see me Saturday night, second show. I want the last show of Philadelphia to blow my own dick off. And then Long Island the next week, the 5th through the 7th of September. We added Columbus. We're doing one night only, September 27th. and we added one night only in Nashville, September 30th. We have a couple other cities that are going to come on that run, but right now, those two have links on my site, tomsegura.com. Come see me and Christina together in Columbus and
I'll put
Nashville.
Those links on your mom's house podcast.com Great. Too. So they will be there by the time you hear these this in your ear holes.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. My jeans.
Theo's so tired, Tom. He's napping.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
You know what's a nice thing to do in the summertime?
What's that?
Get somebody an unexpected gift.
Oh, like what?
Perhaps a box of delicious, decadently delicious, huge, juicy, monstrous berries.
Sup, sir?
Sup, bear? It's just a nice thing to get somebody.
It is. It's unexpected. You're right. It's a nice treat on a sweltering day. And the thing is, I know you're thinking, chocolate-covered brostrerries on a hot summer's day, won't they melt before they get to my mouth? It's a good question. Mm. And no, they won't, because Sherry sends them to you in a special, I don't even know how they do it, but it's like a temperature-controlled, sealed box.
It looks super pimpy.
Yeah.
Because it's like an iced box. And then when you open that box, there's another box that has a bow, and it's like really fancy looking.
Super jazzy.
It looks like you paid somebody $500 to box it up.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't, because with our special offer, you can get a huge box of these delicious chocolate-covered berries for just $19.99, and you use our code MOMSHOUSE, MOMSHOUSE. You go to berries.com, berries.com, type in Mom's House in the promo code area, and you get these delicious berries for a special rate, and you can even up a second box for just $10 more. Just go into berries.com, B-E-R-I-E-S, and asking Sherry,
sup, Sherry,
for some berries.
That's right. You want to look like a pimp? You want to walk into the barbecue looking like a real baller?
You do. You look like a baller.
You want to look like you dropped some cash on this stuff?
Or you want to say to your girl, yo, girl.
What's up, girl?
I've been thinking about you. I got you some berries. Cherries berries.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, so what's up with that bra strap?
Mmm. We got milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate.
Sprinkles.
Drizzles, swizzles, nuts.
It's the way to go. So don't sleep. Go to berries.com. And also, please, consider supporting the show in one of many ways. You can go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. That's our site. It's the home of the show. You can shop through our Amazon banner. And
it's Mamazon banner.
Yeah. And if you go to if you go through that banner, it's at the top of the page. Somebody emailed me today saying that they click through that and they're like, nothing happened. I'm doing it right now.
Well, let me tell you, sir, I just bought some ink cartridges through our very website yesterday, the day before, and it works.
No, I'm doing it right this second, and it works.
This guy doesn't know what the F he's talking about.
He doesn't know, but
jeez,
it works,
guys.
And all you do is you click through that banner, you can bookmark that, and then every time you get something that you were going to buy anyways, it gives us a little kickback. It's a way to support the show. What else is there?
Your hat. I like your hat.
There's my hat that I'm wearing. You can buy this hat. It's a Winnipeg Jets hat that I got when I was in the great city of Winnipeg.
It's a nice design.
And you can go to check out our sponsors at Gamefly, the video game rental system that delivers right to your door without buying games.
Flee, flew, fly.
Yeah. And one last thing, if you haven't considered it, please consider going to iTunes or CD Baby and getting the bonus albums.
Oh, you're going
to
love it.
They're not under podcast. If you go to iTunes, you have to go to albums. Like you're buying a comedy album, just type in your mom's house.
Comedy albums, not song albums. You're not going to search for country music. You're going to go to the albums and under comedy.
No, but you don't have to search that far.
Don't go to R&B. Go to classical under... Okay. No, because it took me a while to find our first one.
Yeah, but you don't have to go any further than albums. Like
you go to albums, you click on the albums.
Yeah, you just go like you're buying an album.
Type in albums.
Don't go to podcasts. because they're different. So
podcasts are not the same as comedy albums.
I want to murder you right now. I literally want to. You're confusing people that might want to buy our album.
Okay. Well, I thought it was under comedy albums, not just like music.
It is. I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to go any further. You just go like you're buying an album. You don't have to specify the genre to buy the album.
I thought you did.
No, you don't.
Okay.
You just go to the iTunes store.
Well, if you're right about that.
Holy Christ, man.
I don't know.
I am really want to fucking kill you right now.
What about your necklace? Somebody got you a nice fixed your necklace for you.
All right. Well, all you do is go to the store. Just forget it. Don't get it. Never mind. I hate you so much. I hate you.
Did you hear that?
Why did you ruin my whole mood?
Well, no, I honestly, because here's the thing. It's under comedy albums, babe. It's not under albums, just general. You have to look under the genre of comedy albums.
No, you don't.
On my iPhone, that's how I did.
You don't have to go to the genre to buy the album.
On my phone, that's how I saw it there.
All right.
Oh. Oh. That smells so bad. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Spray. Just in case we have company over. Whew, man. Bet you
wish you were here. Don't you? Ah!
This is a big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
It was a girl that likes to fart, and that's what she did. She farted for everybody, and she was talking about how bad it smells.
That's funny because it sounds like what I deal with. Hi. In my own life.
Oh, sorry.
But ooh, God. Whoa. These are all girls. These are girl farts. They're gonna shit. That girl's gonna shit. What?
Oh my God. That sounds like one of yours.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna puke. It's so funny. Oh my God.
Yeah, girls don't fart.
I can't. I'm gonna die. It hurts so bad. I can't take it.
Well, you couldn't take it last night either.
Oh, my God.
What was up with that? I've never seen you react like that before.
What do you mean?
No,
babe, that wasn't fair. You farted. I was ready to go to bed. And then, bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
I was laying in bed. You were laying next to me. We were just giving kissy faces. And then you ripped one. It smelled exactly like what you had for lunch. You know when I can smell.
Yeah, you're one of those
composition.
People.
And it smelled of steak. Yeah. It was like huevos rancheros. Is that what you had? No, I'm sorry. Carne asada.
And eggs.
Yeah. And I could smell the different components. It was kind of like a fine wine where I was like, I can taste there's a woody,
the
nutty,
cinnamon, the chocolate,
hints
in here.
Of strawberry. Yeah, yeah. It's smoky. The tannins are strong.
You were like freaking out, and then you're like, "Get some matches." I said, "Get some matches," and I was like, "I don't see any matches." And then I got matches.
No, you didn't. I had to get up. I found them. I go, "Oh, the matches are here."
That's true. You did do that.
Stupid.
But then
you fucking light them.
I did light them, and then you were mad at the smell of the matches.
Well, because you lit like 10.
Two. Two.
You lit 47 matches.
Two. Yep.
But it it ended up. Okay. What happened there?
I smelled that.
You smelled Jerome burp?
Yeah.
Well, because you did it against the microphone. You smell it? Are you smelling the mic? Your microphone. Did you barf a little? You burfed? That's like yours.
So then, to be considerate, I did what you asked me to do. I cleared out the room, I opened the window.
Wait, I can't talk over it. It's so funny. I feel like we're not giving it enough credit if we talk over it.
That's true. I don't want to disrespect
this. You guys. Where did you, did you find a compilation or did you edit this together?
No, I found one.
Oh, man, such good work. I like when the girl goes, I'm sorry. Was I naughty? I just farted.
This is a big fetish for people.
I could so do this. Oh, my God.
You want to do this?
Sure.
I'll sell it.
Sign me up.
I'll be the producer.
Where can I submit my farts for money? Who wants to hear them?
People want
to
hear them.
Do they just have to hear them or do they have to smell them? Can I do this by the webcast?
Yeah. You can do it on a webcam.
And do I have to show my face or just my asshole?
I really don't know. I don't know the business that well, but I'll do some research.
I'd like to kind of do it anonymously.
I mean, can you do this?
I just did. Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I like that there's a full range of farts.
Because in the world, no two people are alike. So why would their buttholes make any different sounds? Wouldn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No two buttholes are alike. So back to my story.
Yeah.
The matches in.
Yeah.
And then the house smelled like...
You grossly exaggerate. It literally was two matches. And you were like, it smells like poison. So I turned the fan on, opened the windows, opened the door to the storage. And I was like, all right, let's open this all out. Then you were like, you absolutely cannot fart again tonight. So
normally
I would have kept farting. But I felt like you were so serious, and I tried to respect that I held farts.
I can't believe you held farts.
I did.
I cannot believe you
did
that for me.
I did that for you.
What a sacrifice for your love.
I sacrificed. And then when I got up this morning, I was like, I got a fart. And so I went into the living room, and I farted, and you heard it. And you were like, oh my God.
Because it was, no exaggeration, how many seconds long would you say that was? And not exaggerating.
Not exaggerating? Five.
A full five.
A full 5 seconds.
One thousand.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Three, one thousand. It was that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all these farts that wanted to come out earlier.
And the really neat part, Tom, is that it had a very consistent tonal quality, which really shows that you were building up that fart all night long. Mm-hmm. So when you let it out, it was one long, consistent note.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It didn't fluctuate. It was just kind of like that.
These girls can fart with the best of them.
What a talent.
You're really impressed by these girls,
I love
huh?
it. I love it. How much can you make farting professionally?
You really want to do this?
I'd love to. How much money do you think they make off this? I could do this. I really could. Because they're just farting into the cameras, right?
They're wearing their clothes. They're not naked even.
And you fart to camera. And then you go, oopsie, I farted.
Sometimes, or you just like laugh, or you just go like, yeah.
There's not even a guy in the picture?
No, not in the ones that I saw. I mean, here's some...
There's no semen involved. It's just you, a girl's farting. I mean, this is like made for me.
Yeah, this one here, I don't know, this might have more.
Why didn't I know about this when I was 20?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I didn't have this when I was 20.
See this nice table right here?
Yeah.
I'm going to make lots of noise with it. Courtesy of my ass.
Okay. You can do this video so far.
Oh.
Oh.
That must be why my stomach's been hurting all day. Oh.
Okay. She's just sitting on a table farting. She's wearing underwear. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you really think it's a big turn on?
Somebody's definitely getting off on this, I think.
I wonder what the turn on is. Painful. Oh, no. That sounded forced.
There's clearly a big world for this. And you could be in that world, you know?
Do you think that there are women that enjoy men's farts?
Yes.
I always like to listen to Definitely. Music. Don't you?
Yeah, I like music.
It's always comforting.
Yeah.
What's that? That's a song.
That was great.
So there you go. So are you thinking of really doing this for real?
I mean, I need to do a little research. I can't just commit to something like this. But I feel like I could really do positive work in this field.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should ask Yoshi about this. I feel like he might know.
He's definitely the guy to ask.
I feel like it's a very niche market.
Yep.
I may have to differentiate myself. It sounds like there's a lot of girls out there that can fart. But who can really make it their kind of fart? You know?
You could do this one. There's one of just farting on the toilet. So you don't have to really go anywhere.
Well, that's a good idea. A little extra cash from the club, you know what I mean?
And then if anything falls out, that's just bonus, you know?
Do I get paid extra?
Yeah, let's see.
Freaking cheese on my fettuccine. Oh,
yeah, she is a hot one.
That was a real hot one.
It's horrible. Oh, I really have to get this out.
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear this. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a hot one.
Diarrhea. She's diarrhea.
Real hot.
I didn't ask for, I asked for extra cheese on my fettuccine.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. That was the setup.
Yeah, you got to have a good setup.
But extra cheese on fettuccine wouldn't give that to me. I would go extra sriracha. Extra hot sauce on the pho.
I got to say, as somebody who's just getting into the fart game here with this these videos, I really appreciate the meatier, fuller farts.
Yeah. They're harder to come by.
Yeah. And they're just, you know, it's just like a bigger payoff. You know? You know what I mean?
There's somebody out there that, like wine connoisseurs, is a fartosaur who
of
knows
course.
Who knows the composure, the smell, the
yeah,
sound.
All the yeah. Let's see.
What's that?
She's smacking her stomach.
Well, that's stupid. That's not how you get a fart.
I don't think
everybody
so either.
Everybody knows that.
So far, I'm just...
Do you know what my method is?
What's your method?
Time-honored. If I have to... let's say I ate... This happened to me the other day. I had a lot of veggies in my pasta.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the farts, but they're not coming down.
Yeah.
You go for a walk. Walking helps. If not, lay down. I lay on my left side. And I don't know why, but when I lay on my left side, the farts come right out. Right side, not the same.
Mm.
How about you?
Oh my gosh.
That was a bad one. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was a meat fart.
But see, that's something I can appreciate. Mm. If I'm subscribing to your fart channel, and you let one of those out, I go, I got my money's worth.
Now that's a fart. Worthy fart. Now what's your technique for getting a stubborn fart out?
I find that when I lay on my left side, that's a good. It's a good.
I
start.
Said just said that. So you're taking mine?
No, that's what I'm just being honest. If I really got to get one out, I mean, I think the walk works. I think laying on your back and rolling, pulling your, lifting your legs up like you're gonna have your diaper changed, kind of rolling.
Well,
back
you
and
do
forth.
That. I, you know, excuse me. I've seen you do that more for theatrical. Performance pieces, you know, when you really like to show me a performance before the fart comes out, but I didn't think it had utility.
Yeah. No, it does. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
That's good, jeez.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that they put some music as part of it. Wow. Ooh. Ooh, that was more than
it's a dad part.
I think the thing is I think the thing for the guys that are into this is that they it's the thing of seeing the girl, the pretty girl. Not associating crazy farts with her, and then she does let out a big, stinky, man, meaty fart, and then they go, wow, that's their turn-on, right?
I don't know.
Is that
I
she goes against I, what
against
you expect.
Type, yeah. If you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like a delicate little flower.
Right.
God, that's so my genre. I feel you're like right. I've mastered that already.
Yeah.
Are you sleeping with
burping
the
camera?
Burping, too. Okay, come on.
Oh my God, it's not even ending.
All right, it's enough. I think we've covered it. I mean, the last one was hard to take because it sounded like burping mixed in with the farting too much.
Well, you know, some of our listeners like to let us know when they don't like certain sounds. So I want to give them something to get fired up about. I love the emails where they go, I don't appreciate when you play these types of clips. So I'm hoping to get a few of those.
Well, yeah, because they go, oh, I can't listen to it at work out loud. But our podcast, let's be honest, you never could listen to
yeah,
out loud.
Yeah, what are you
loud.
Talking about?
I mean, if you're working at, you know, the local charity or the Salvation Army, whatever, you shouldn't be listening to our podcast
out loud. If you didn't like... what I played, send me an email, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. And let me know what you thought of.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe I farted.
She sounds like such a pig.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So we got a clip sent in by a listener. I thought it was pretty great. It is, I'll just let it, speak for itself. But the clip was sent in, and it's from a prison. It's a prison-related clip, and it involves a couple of people who talk about basically two men rape another man. So that's kind of the backstory, if you will. You like that? Is that a good intro?
Sounds like a clear setup to me.
All right, let's go for
it. That's what happens in prison.
I give him the grease, and I tell him to put some on his finger. Stick it in his ass, and you know what I'm saying, kind of like fuck yourself, to loosen himself up, because I know he had never been penetrated before. It was his first time. Just an old penitentiary trick that I learned from some old convicts. If he screamed rape, you know what I'm saying, he had grease on his fingernail, so he greased his own self up. You know what I'm saying?
You understand so far?
That's so smart.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes these prisoners are so ingenious. I mean, would you ever think in a million years to tell the guy, hey, grease your own asshole up so that I don't get accused of rape?
Right. And the guy doesn't know that's why you're having him do that.
Ingenious. If this guy were out, if he applied this wisdom to the real world, he could be the next Bill Gates.
Next iPhone. Absolutely. Yeah. Fuck your own ass with this iPhone. Hey, man, put this iPhone in your ass.
I'm just going to basically lie and tell him I've been fucking him. He's been my boy. Hell, they going to buy it. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I'm gonna go to the extreme and get four or five other guys that lie and say I've been fucking him too, been taking care of him. He's been my boy.
But I say, what if I take this knife and stab it right through your face? I say, we like.
So this is the other guy. Mm. So the two of them raped this guy. Mm. And so they're cutting to the other guy who's saying, in his part of it is, how about I stab your fucking face?
Oh, so it's a double threat.
It's a double threat. Damn.
So he like, he's scared now when he see this knife.
It's an offer he can't refuse.
Hell, they gonna buy it. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I'm gonna go to the extreme and get four or five other guys that lie and say, I've been fucking him too, been taking care of him. He's been my boy.
But I say, what if I take this knife and stab it right through your face? I say, will you like that? So he like, he's scared now when he see this knife, you know what I'm saying?
They had a knife to my eye and one in my throat right here, my jugular. And I'm telling you, I can just feel them, you know, sticking me. And it's like, if they put any pressure on it, it's going to cut me wide open, you know?
So that's the guy that got raped.
I go to fucking him, you know what I'm saying? Slowly at first, you know what I'm saying? And try to loosen him up. And it was tight, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was definitely a virgin. He's groaning and, you know what I'm saying, moaning and telling me how it hurts. So, you know, I bag out a little bit. At this time, my dog, he at the door. You know what I'm saying? He's standing in front of the cell. So he's like, man, come on, man. Goddamn. Go on, hurry up, man. I want to get straight, too. I said, well, come on. I get up off of him.
I'm in the middle of it now. I'm there, so I can't welch out now. You know what I'm saying? I got to go on, go through with it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like stuck there in here with him.
He greased himself up.
Stuck. I'm stuck in his asshole.
Oh, is that what he means?
Well, he's saying I'm stuck in this situation. Like, I'm already a part of this now.
Right.
I'm already in this. I got to do what I got to do.
Right.
But literally, he's literally stuck in the dude's asshole.
Oh.
He's fucking that guy.
Well, there you go, stupid. That's what you get for raping.
He shows him no mercy. He fucks him for real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I had to tell him, hold up, man. You know, slow down. Chill out, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hurt him for real. You know what I'm saying? Then he got to go to the hospital. And you know what I'm saying? He's going to automatically have to say what happened.
He have sex with him first. Then I have sex with him. Then he have sex with him. I have sex with him. Then he have sex with him. And then that was the end of it.
So I didn't finish it first.
Now, see, I don't know if you, the original guy, very smart, like as we were talking about, he's probably the next Bill Gates.
Right.
He's saying to the other guy, take it easy, because if you really fuck him up in the ass, he'll end up in the hospital.
Right.
And then he'll have to say what happened.
Correct.
So he's telling him, take it easy on him,
right?
So that there's no injuries.
Right. That's nice if you're a rapist to think of you that way.
Very nice.
You know what I'm saying? So I fuck him and I come off. I get my due. Next day, you know what I'm saying? He he goes to SEG in prison. That's lockup.
So I'm like, in my heart, I'm like, damn, we through. We done got us a rape case.
They was telling me bullshit about, like, you know, if you get in trouble, so we're going to go up there and lie and say you brought it on yourself and shit like that. And I was believing them. They had me in a position where they had me spooked. You know what I mean? Because I was looking to make parole and everything, and I wasn't trying to get in no conflict.
I said, you got two choices. You can either be with me, or you can go pack your shit and go tell them folks to lock you up. You go back to lock up.
Reluctantly, Matt agreed to become another one of Mark's boys.
So after he got raped, he was so scared to say something.
Yes, because he's up for parole. Now, I learned from that show Orange is the New Black on Netflix that when you're up for parole, sometimes other inmates will try to sabotage that and fuck with you. So, like, they're fucking with this guy. Like, they probably knew he was up for parole, and that's why he doesn't want trouble. Because no matter what happens in prison, like, let's say you were the victim of some kind of bullying, they still blame you. Like, you're somehow implicated, even though this poor guy probably, I don't know what he did, probably didn't incite rape.
Right. No, you definitely didn't incite that.
Only thing I ask of you, don't try to make me be like a sissy, a girl inside a prison. We hook up, you know what I'm saying? Everything was lovey-dovey, you know what I'm saying? Relationship was gravy, all good. I transferred.
The warden had Mark shipped out of Limestone again. But everyone knew Matt had been turned out. The other men all wanted their shot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The guy, the initial iPhone creator that we're talking gets shipped to another prison.
Gates.
Bill Gates is gone.
Oh, no.
And now that his dominant boyfriend is gone, all the other guys go, this guy's down to fuck.
Right.
Where's my piece?
So now he's everybody's slam piece.
Right.
In the prison. Because he didn't
exactly.
He didn't stand up for himself. He didn't turn the guy in. And now everybody knows he's weak and he's fucking.
And we can fuck him.
Oh, jeez. Poor thing.
And he got this other dude. You know what I'm saying? He wound up having sex with him. He was doing so bad. So he wound up selling to another dude. And that dude wound up selling to another dude.
So now we're three dudes down who are selling this guy.
Ugh.
And all this, what he was going through, was a result because nobody messed with him. He's a blood.
He just went crazy. He just went to sleeping with different guys. I mean, just tossing their ass up. You know what I'm saying? Letting everybody fuck.
Oh. It was just something that happened in the penitentiary that I left in the penitentiary. I mean, even the girl I got now, I mean, she's a fucking fox. I can't lose her about some humbug shit, you know? I mean, if I can keep it from my family for, I done 4.5 years, and then now I'm out 6 months, and they still don't know, have any idea, I don't think it'll be a problem. And they ask me questions all the time.
A good way to have them not find out is to do a television show about it. That way nobody finds out ever that you did this stuff.
I know.
How was college like? Shit, I guess the penitentiary made me a real good liar.
If he stayed gone for 5-6 years or whatever, if he ever come back to prison and there's someone in prison that remember him from then, he will always be a boy.
Isn't that crazy? So if anybody ever spots that dude, if he gets locked up again, they'll be like, that's a dude that puts out.
He's DTF.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you should totally watch Orange is the New Black. If you haven't seen it on Netflix yet, I'm not huge into scripted series.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. Now,
I saw the book in a bookstore this weekend when I was in the airport. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't read the book. I just saw I watched like every episode in a day. But the thing is with prison, apparently, is that when someone fucks with you like that, you immediately have to fight back.
You have
to show that you're not down to be punked like that. So that's rule number one. And this guy didn't stand up to him because he was afraid of losing parole. And now, look, he's everybody's fucking slam piece.
Crazy, right?
So sad.
Men are way more brutal, though.
Absolutely. I think,
God.
Because in the female prisons, the girls just kind of hook, like you wife up pretty quick.
Yeah.
The dudes are like, I'm just going to take it.
But the worst thing that would happen to you is some girl who's really undesirable is like, you're mine. And you're like, okay. and like you're her bitch, I guess. But she's still like she likes you.
Yeah, you like know? That happened in Orange Is the New Black.
Yeah,
but what that girl did was just like break her heart and be like, I can't be your wife.
But see, there's real emotions involved in that.
Yeah,
men are like, I'm gonna rape you, and so is this other guy.
So crazy.
And then we're gonna sell you to somebody else, and he's gonna rape you. I mean, it's fucking brutal.
Why so savage?
Because guys need to fuck, and if the only thing around is another guy, they're gonna rape him. Unless he gives it up.
That's so crazy.
I know a guy who served time, and he told me that one day, he's a black guy, and he told me that he was in the library. And in
the where?
The library.
Thank you.
In the library, that these other guys who were black were fucking a guy, raping a guy. And when he walked in, they asked him if he wanted something. He's like, you want some of this? And he was like, nah, I'm good. And the guy who was being held down was like, what the fuck, man? Like, why are you doing this? Because he was also black. And they were like, look, man, we're using lube. Like, we're using Vaseline. That's a privilege. Like, if you were white, we'd be doing this raw.
Oh, Jesus.
So
Christ.
They were telling him, like, you know, he was getting the benefit of Vaseline.
That's nice.
In his
I
raping.
Know. And I also saw some prison documentary where they use, like, saran wrap or plastic baggies for condoms.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, if you're lucky, if a guy uses.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that? That's FIFA.
That's the FIFA-nator.
Oh, prison's a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that, too?
It's pretty crazy.
Now, it's interesting that black on black, because I know in prison, from what I've learned from television, is that it is segregated. Generally, they don't do black on black.
This guy told me, I think he was in Rikers. I don't know where he was. I think it was in New York. And that's what he said, library, and that the guys were raping a guy and they offered him a piece, and he was like, no, I'm good. And then they told him that they were using lube because he was black.
That's great, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you went to prison?
Yeah, it's one of the most horrifying scenarios to consider.
Well, you're a big dude. So I think you would fare pretty well. Like, you intimidate a little. You got to walk in strong.
They would know right away that I'm not a convict. You know, I'm not a fucking career criminal.
Yeah.
And they would try to. Yeah. My only chance would be to do like what you're talking about, and that is the first time I get fucked with to like just go for it and fucking punch somebody back.
Yeah.
And,
you got to fight back. Oof,
and you got to join up with a gang.
Well, you got to click up with your own race.
With your race,
like Orange Is the New Black. That's what they do immediately. She's like, you're white. You have to hang out with the white girls. And that's how it is. Like, I don't think you have a choice. But they also intermingle. Like, the Latinas talk to the whites. The blacks talk to the Latinas. Like, they actually are cool with each other.
I don't think that happens as much in men's prisons.
I don't know.
I don't think
the
Southsiders and the Crips are really... Like, hey, man, what's up? What's up with that? Can I borrow your towel?
Oh,
I don't think
God.
So. I got a friend who got locked up here, down to Twin Towers, downtown LA.
Oh, yeah.
Looked that up. It's one of our county jails, and it's one of the worst jails. There's a difference between jail and prison, and LA county jails are notoriously horrible. Yeah. And this dude went, and he's half Mexican. He got a bunch of, he loved getting tats, but he got like gang-like tats, even though he's not in any gang and never has been in a gang. So basically, tats to look like you're in a gang, right? To look cool.
Like Mexican gangbangers, like that old cholo stuff?
Yeah,
like
right. So he's a Mexican guy who wanted to be tough, and he wanted to look like...
Like a vato.
Yeah. So what he did was he got all these tats that like to the... You know, to the amateur eye, you're like, oh, is this dude in a gang? And that's what he wanted you to think. Mm. But he's a, you know, like raised in a good family, went to school, has a job. Like, he's not a gangbanger.
Mm.
Well, the problem is he got a DUI. And when he got locked up, they just looked at him and they were like, oh, this dude's what set you claiming? He was just like, I'm a Southsider, like making shit up.
Mm.
They throw him in Twin Towers downtown. And day one of the inmates punches a guard. So a riot breaks out in the jail. The whole jail goes on lockdown. He instead of being like released 24 hours later, is just forgotten about.
Oh, no.
And he's just in this horrible, horrible place with like truly brutal, violent criminals. There are people just doing horrific things. He says he couldn't shit. He goes, I couldn't shit.
You can't shit because there's one toilet in the middle of the room, right?
No, for him, it was that he would go, you know, there's a bunch of toilets, but he said he would go sit down on the toilet. And when he wanted to shit, like let's say three white guys or three black guys would go to the sink over there. Mm. And he would have so much anxiety about, are they about to jump me or kill mm-hmm. me or something, that he would just pull his pants up.
Oh,
and so
God.
He just kept every day. He was like, I wasn't shitting for... Anyways, he gets forgotten about for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Then they ship him from Twin Towers downtown to the county jail that's in the valley, which I think is near like Sherman Oaks or something. And that within the jail system in LA is called the Hyatt because it's so much nicer than downtown. And then after another day or two there, he like... finally gets to talk to somebody and he's like, aren't I supposed to be like released? And they're like, oh yeah. Yeah, you are supposed to be out of here. All right, you're out of here.
I don't care.
But he said downtown was so like, among other things, was so crazy that like the guards were super hostile and super racist. Mm. And everybody's conversation to everybody was based on race. So they were just calling Peckerwood, Beaners, you know, like it was just all racial shit between guards and him. So like he was like probably like you or I would think like, excuse me, can I ask you something? The fuck you talk about Beaner? Fucking
yeah,
great. He's like, holy shit. Like they were just super, super hostile to him, which I understand why that comes about. But he said it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. So jail, that's the whole point. It's like, go to jail. Jail sounds cool.
It's a party. If you want to meet new friends.
Yeah.
Talk to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Get some cool tats.
It's pretty rad.
It's what did I see? Oh, remember we were watching that documentary on prison and the girl that instead of eyebrows had tattoos? Remember she had like gang
yeah.
symbols
that was like
for
a
eyebrows?
CNN thing or something.
Yeah,
right?
That was yeah. neat. Oh no, it was that Nancy Grace went behind right. bars to talk to the women behind bars.
Yeah.
And the awfulest thing is like this lady, she was like, you know what I mean? We get food from the commissary, you can get some food. I made like a orange chicken and like you look and she's like, yeah, orange chicken, I take rice. I put a tuna fish on it, and then I put some Kool-Aid on top of the tuna fish. It's like sweet and sour or orange chicken. Like, that is fucking horrendous.
It's horrible.
Like, they make these poor people just, there's no food. There's no good food in prison. So you have to make do with what you have.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
You want to take some phone calls?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Let's take some calls. Okay. Hold on a second. All right. Let's take this call.
All right.
Yo. What's up?
Holy shit, I got thrill.
What's going on?
Hi, Jeans.
Hello.
What is up, guys? What's up, shirt?
What's up, babe? Do you have a love or relationship question you want to ask the mommies?
I do. I'm seeing my girlfriend. We've been together for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get a lot of, like, makes a lot of economic sense to move in together, which would be awesome, but she's kind of got the whole I need a ring and a commitment and the blood of a virgin and all this stuff, and you know, I don't know, I don't know where I'm at with that.
How old are you guys?
27.
And she is
27 also.
And you guys have been together for how long?
2 years.
Where do you live? What's just
that?
Give me a state. What state are you in? Just out of curiosity.
Southern California.
Oh, okay. Southern California. Okay. Yeah, because the only reason I ask is in some states, it's like you may as well be 50 years old if you're 27 and not married. I'll tell you something, man. Do you really like this girl? Are you down? Are you ready to ride or die?
I am. But I don't, you know, I don't. It's all kind of like going quick. So I'm like, oh, I haven't saved up for a ring. I haven't, you know,
that part,
anything fancy.
That part is okay. I mean, if you really, like, if you really think you're going to end up with this girl, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be a fancy ring. I mean, if a girl is like, well, this isn't fancy enough and, like, big enough, you know, that's its own problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's somebody who ultimately doesn't, I don't think, really give a shit about who they're with. If the most important thing is how big that ring is. I think what's more important is that if you somebody you really want to be with, then this is the time to either make that jump or not. It's been a couple of years, right?
Right, exactly. I've known her for, I think, over 3. We've been together for about 2.
And are there any clear red flags? Does she have kids? Does she have, you know, what's the deal?
No, she's totally awesome. She's no kids, and she does everything. That's why I called in, because she does everything by the book. You know, you got to do the ring, then the live together, then the marriage, then the kids.
All right. Well, here's the thing. I'll tell you something. This chick is right, and here's why. I lived with a dude before I was married, and it was probably, and I know it's not very progressive and hip to say this, but I think it was a big mistake, because it is like a marriage, okay? Living together is the same as being married for the most part. You know, maybe not sharing bank accounts, but it's a huge deal. And when you break up, if you do, it's devastating. So I would never, ever, ever live with a man ever again without a ring, without a commitment. And I don't know. That's my piece to you, man, because it's devastating. Because you don't take it as seriously if you just live together. You really don't.
Right.
And if you're down with her, I'd say snag her. Because if you don't, she might move on.
Yeah, if she means the most to you, then do it, man. Ultimatums can be viewed a couple of different ways, but sometimes if they go, look, I need this, or I'm moving on, you got to consider, is it okay to move on?
Yeah,
you
buddy.
Know what I mean? If you really are crazy about her, get her that ring.
Do it, right? Bro, and don't worry about the money. If she loves you, she'll stick around. We were broke as a joke when Tommy and I were married, and look at us now.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, go nice, propose to her. Call
go
us back
it.
And let us know.
Let us know what happens.
I'll...
All right. Hello.
Thanks, buddy.
Are you there? Caller? Hello? Are you there?
Mommy.
We got dropped by... Oh, I think I hung up on them.
It's all very new.
The fucking call waiting thing is killing me.
I don't know. We don't know how to do this.
I know.
Oh,
here we go.
Another.
Press the other button. Hello? Jeans, are you there?
Jeans.
What's up?
Tommy Buns.
What's up? What up, man?
Christina P. What's up?
Hi, Mommy.
Hey,
Jeans.
Question.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Steven from Georgia.
Hi, Steven.
What's up, Steven?
Long time fan. Hey, question. How far in, Tommy, until you whipped out the All-Star to make Christina fall in love with the D? Like, was this first date where you're like, you know what, this is number one bitch right here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna pull out the All-Star and I gotta show her the D. You know what I'm saying?
It was pretty early on.
What's the question? Is it how long before we banged?
Did I show you the goods?
No, I'm not trying to get personal. Come on, Christine. Don't be inappropriate. Don't be inappropriate. I'm not trying to get personal. I'm just trying to figure out when Tommy Buns pulled out the D.
Gotcha, okay.
Like,
okay.
Here it is.
Why don't...
This, with, well, yeah.
That's
go
a
ahead,
great
Tommy.
Question.
Welcome aboard.
I'll tell you exactly what happened. When Christine and I went out on a date, it was like 30 minutes into the date, and she was like, are we going to fuck or what?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, let's see the goods. I showed them to her, and then we did it, like, on the first date. That's not a joke.
Game on. Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
That's
How dare you out me like that, Tom?
That's what happened.
How dare
Thanks
you.
For your call, man.
Thank
Appreciate
you,
it.
Mommy.
All right, guys. Love you guys.
Yo, what up?
Jeans.
Are you there? Hello?
Hi, Mommy.
Are you there?
Yo, what's up?
What's up,
Jeans?
What up, man?
You got a love question?
I can barely hear y'all.
You can't hear?
I can hear you. I can't hear Christina.
Yes.
Oh, I'm far away. Can you hear me?
Can you hear her now?
I can hear a little bit.
Okay. What's up, man?
Nothing. Ready for work. Listening to y'all.
Okay. Do you have a question for us at all?
Yeah, my girl's kind of hitting. She wants another baby, but I don't want another girl. I want another boy, but
damn,
I don't want to try.
You don't want to try?
I want to try, but I don't want another girl.
How many girls do you have?
I have one. Only one girl.
How many kids? Do you have any other kids?
No, it's called only one.
All right. How old is the girl?
She's 39.
No, no, but how old is your little girl?
Your child.
Oh, she's turned four.
Well, you got to roll the dice, man. That's
yeah, man,
how
that's
made.
A tough one, dude. That is a tough one. I mean, it's really, and it's up to your beanbag, too, so you can't really even, you know, it's up
to
your boys.
It's the man who determines gender, so it's on you.
I don't know how to get out of that, man. I mean, do you want a kid, or you just want it to be a boy?
Yeah, I am a huge football fan, huge Cowboys fan. I want a boy.
You know what, dude? Why don't you just raise, if you have another girl, just raise her as a boy.
There you go.
That's what I would do. Just really, really butcher up, and that way you don't have to worry about dudes trying to bang her when she's older. Just, you know, cut her hair short, get her into push-ups early on, and then a lot of football.
You know what? That's actually not bad advice. There's a lot of girls that are gender traitors, like Sarah Tiana, who just loves football.
She does love football.
So maybe if you start early, you can get this girl on board, if it is.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a shot, man.
Yeah,
go for it, man. I think you're going to have a boy.
I think too.
You're going to, you know what? The universe will provide you what you want. Just go for it. Bang her extra hard. And then when you release, just...
Think boy thoughts.
Think boy. Think about men when you're finishing. And then you'll have a boy. All right?
There you go.
All right. Thanks. I'll see you next month.
Sounds good, brother. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank
see you then.
Thank you.
Wow. This is... here we go. Yo, you're on your mom's house. Who's talking?
This would be Von Hobben from Denver.
Von Hobben, I remember you.
How you guys doing?
Good. How's it going?
Not bad. Hey, sorry for knocking over the bottle at the show.
No worries. Wow, you got a really good memory, man.
No, well, my wife, she didn't bring her ID, so I had to put my bottles on the ground.
No worries, dude.
Okay, my love question.
Yeah.
Remember you asked her what she wanted? You asked sexual questions?
Wait, did you have your wife stand up?
Yes, and she was the one who said that she wanted to fuck me in the ass with a dildo.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, I'm kind of nervous about that one.
Is that a real prospect? Is it possible that might happen?
No. But for her fantasies, is there anything you think I can actually do to create something like that for her?
Interesting.
Oh, that's interesting. So what is the fantasy that she puts on a strap on?
Lay out the fantasy first.
Her? She just wants to strap a dildo on and get behind me and just go to town.
And that's a real, like, that's a real thing she wants. It's not just a joke?
100%.
And then would you be comfortable with maybe not a full dildo, but maybe a finger in your bum cakes? Maybe a little preliminary?
How about, like, maybe a baby carrot?
Yeah. Well, look, they make dildos in all sizes. Something small. Would you be open to maybe not a full man size, but a smaller size?
I think the finger idea is a great way
to start.
Sorry, I just realized that our window's open for our neighbor.
Called payback for the party.
Yeah,
on Sunday.
Right. I think you should start with a finger. And I think you should, you know what else you could do to play up her fantasy is you could actually do a little bit of acting, a little role playing. And maybe if her fantasy is for you to be like really taking it, you could play it up. Like you're really.
Oh, it's so big.
Yeah, exactly. Then.
I would go to town. I'd completely play with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So if you're willing, it sounds like you're down. You know, to be part of the game, which is cool. I think that's part of a healthy relationship. Then you can just play up whatever, you know, whatever her fantasy is. Be like, look, you're not going to strap on a fucking footlong dildo, but you can act like there's something there, and then you can do it with a little something, and I'll act like it's a lot more. I think that's a good way to get it done.
Yeah, start small, work your way up.
Okay, should I wait? Because we're going on our 8-year anniversary coming soon. Should I just wait till the 10th?
No.
You don't want to wait on anal.
Nah, man.
You got to work your way up to that stuff.
Go for it. Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. The war of art style, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go,
what
man.
What a wonderful husband you are.
You are. You're a good man. You're a good man.
You're going to have a nice, long marriage.
Yeah, go for it and let us know how it goes. I want feedback. All right.
Yeah. Want feedback.
I absolutely love you. Sorry, Christina, that I missed you, but it's next time, buddy. I will be there.
All right.
Thanks, brother.
I love that. Right. Thank you.
All right. Jesus. Yo, what up?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on.
Hey guys.
You're on with
Hi,
us.
Hi, Jeans.
Hey, you know what? We're going to join another caller right now. Hello.
What's going on?
Are you there?
Yeah. Tommy, Christina.
Hi.
Yeah. Hello.
Who's this?
Hey. Who is this?
This is Will Moore, Cincinnati, at the Needles M on Twitter.
Oh.
How's it going,
hi.
Man? I think I accidentally hung up on another listener. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Theo with the scratching. So what's up, man? You
what's
have a
up,
question
buddy?
For us?
Yeah, I was just wondering, what's it like for you guys to be apart for so long? I mean, through much of the week, do you think it makes your relationship harder, or does it make it like better when you two are together? Hmm. Especially now since you have a baby FIFO.
Interesting, interesting.
I think every relationship you should spend at least 4 days a week apart, and then when you get back together, it's like the first time you've met. It actually works for us.
It does work
and I
for
advise
us.
Everybody, if you're married or in a long term, get a hobby, man. You need time apart. You need something to talk about.
It does. And then the funny thing is that now we're so conditioned to being far apart all the time that when we spend like a couple weeks together, we're like, we're looking forward to going on the road this week. This will be fun. Like, we do. It's funny.
Maybe you do. I don't feel that way.
All That's right.
Interesting.
Okay.
You said that.
All right. All right. Thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Will.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Did I hang up on you?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry.
I'm sorry about that. I'm really trying to figure out this Skype call waiting is making us lose our minds. What's up, buddy? Okay. What's your question?
I just want to know what your guys' opinion was on online dating.
Love it. Do it. Find your genre. What are you, Christian, non-Christian, Jewish, gay, whatever. No. There's a site for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any recommendations?
Oh, I don't know. Match is Match is are they Christian?
No, Match
They're
is
marriage
just,
oriented.
Yeah, no, I think Match. No, eHarmony is the marriage.
eHarmony,
one.
Sorry.
Match. I think Match is pretty reliable. I mean, I've heard good things from a number of them. I mean, I feel like Plenty of Fish is for like kind of the knuckle draggers. So, like, if you don't really value yourself, check out Plenty of Fish.
Jesus.
If you're down to fuck, if you're looking for just to get your dick wet. Than J-Date, because Jewish girls love to suck it.
Okay, that is so and not then, true.
It's totally true. I had so much
That's
success
so
with Jewish girls.
That is
so,
so
much
stupid.
Fun.
Now listen, what's your name? Sorry.
My name is Gerald.
Gerald?
No, Gerald?
Yep.
Gerald.
Joe.
Jerry. Yeah.
Jerry.
Joe.
He said Jerry.
He said Joe, J-O-E.
Oh, sorry, buddy. So, Joe, let me give you a word of advice. Your profile picture is everything, okay?
This is good advice, Joe.
So, listen, don't do the shirtless selfie. Don't take a picture of you in your khakis in your cubicle. Don't do something obscure and silly like you playing ping pong with a chicken head on.
Don't have a second person in that shot
God,
either.
No.
Have it just you.
You.
And have it be a good-looking photo of you.
A good shot.
Okay.
Nice.
Chest up. Whole body or what?
Chest up. Don't be super deceptive either. Like, if you weigh 300 pounds, don't pick a picture of you that makes you look 185, okay? Like,
because
that's, you don't want that either on the other. You don't want somebody that misrepresents themselves. Doesn't mean you have to, if you're a big dude, you don't have to find the worst photo of yourself. But, like, just don't mislead people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And no fucking smiley faces or winky faces on the profile, like in the words. Do not do that. Women, that is kryptonite to vagina.
Right, you can smile in your photo. She's saying don't use a little emoticons.
Emoticons. Yeah. Don't fucking do that. And be specific.
What about a mugshot? How would that go?
You got it.
You got
Take
it.
Take a picture of your
there
bowel
you
movement.
Especially if there's like an assault charge or something attached to it. That'd be great.
Right, with like a black eye.
Yeah,
oh, yes. Perfect.
That'll get you the girl of your dreams.
Get laid.
Yes.
Well, good luck. I hope you find love.
Yeah, Joe, let us know how it goes.
Yes, please.
All right. Thanks, Jeans.
Appreciate it. Jeans.
Hello, Jeans. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Tommy.
Hi, Jeans.
Yo, yes. What's up? You're on the air.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised they got through.
Yeah, man.
I thought you'd be flooded with mommies all over the world calling.
It's been ringing a lot. We're having trouble with our call waiting, but what's going on?
Well, I'm glad to get through. I see you want some love and relationship questions.
Yes.
I'm a longtime listener. Happy to be able to talk to you for once in my life.
Sure, man.
All right, thanks.
Well, my story is I broke my neck in 2007 in a diving accident.
Oh dear.
When I was 22, and I've kind of still been getting through that. I'm now a quadriplegic in a wheelchair.
Okay.
And I have not gotten into the dating scene of any kind since my accident.
Yeah.
Like I had a girlfriend at the time, and we ended up kind of breaking off shortly after I had my accident. And so I was just wondering if you guys might have any advice on where I could start back on the dating scene.
Well, that's funny you ask, because we just had a caller that asked about online dating. And I think that there has to be a place for somebody in your particular position and people out there.
Yeah, and I don't even think you have to seek out a site that, you know, caters to people that have disabilities or anything. I've seen a number, I mean a large number of people who have had success dating able-bodied people that are paraplegic, quadriplegic. I mean a number of them. So
maybe some that just have like some fetishes or something, right?
Well, I think that first of all, you're a man, which is a huge advantage in society. You date women?
Yes.
You said you had a girlfriend. I mean, the thing about women is that they really are so much better in their, like, as far as what they look for in
they
dating.
They look for intrinsic qualities.
Yeah, it really is. It's night and day. So, like...
Not as shallow as us guys now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I'm saying, why not go to a site that, so it puts it out there?
But I'm saying he can do that on a regular site.
He can, yes, he can too. He can try both. Well, why not try both?
You can try both, of course. But I'm saying you can go on...
And I, being a man, I'm pretty shallow. My standards are even though I haven't had sex in 6 years, my standards are still quite high.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'd be going for any, like, you know, semi-retarded ladies or anything.
Yeah. The thing is, you're lucky in that you really don't have to. I mean, first of all, I think it's great if, like, friends of yours can introduce you to people. That's always a great way to meet people. But if you want to go the site route, here's what I would do. I think you should do the same thing we told another caller, which is be completely honest in your profile. Put up a profile that has you in a chair, that has you looking good, you know, like a good picture of you, and that has you being completely forthright about your, you know, you don't define yourself by this accident. So, you know, you put that it's there. You know, this is my current condition. Here's all my likes. Here's my dislikes. I like going to the movies, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you really are. And you're going to get all kinds of people interested. I would not doubt that for a second.
Right, right. Well, I've definitely thought about that over the years. And I just haven't really ever kind of put the effort out to do it.
Dude, please do this. If you do this, please let us know. How it goes.
My Twitter is at Crocodile Gandhi.
That's you? You're Crocodile Gandhi, you little prick. You're always fucking starting shit.
I like to talk shit.
Yeah, I fucking figured that out.
I also made some Photoshops for you guys.
Good. All right.
Thanks.
I love the show.
Thank you.
And I listen every time. I listen to it when it drops, as you like to say.
All right.
Good. All right.
And I liked there was a thing on Twitter the other day when Christina, your dad was on there. That was hilarious.
Oh, good.
But it would be awesome to have a show where both of your dads talked about maybe like a three-way Skype or something like that.
We could do that.
It's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Talk about some real world issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
not bad.
You know, get some arguments going. It'd be fucking hilarious.
That's it's not a bad idea. I think we might give that a shot, man.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good luck.
I appreciate talking to you guys, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thanks,
and bring a show out to Victoria, Canada, please. BC.
We'll try, man.
I know you've been to Vancouver, but I don't travel too much, so.
Okay. All right. Well, Victoria is on the list.
Check it out. Think about it.
Thanks,
all right.
Buddy.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Love you, mommies.
Love
Bye,
you too.
Mom. Bye-bye.
All right. I think
should
that's
we do a last.
Should we do one more? That sounds pretty
good. Oh, that was it.
Well, here's another call. You want this?
Okay, last call of the day.
All right. Yo, jeans, are you there? Are you wearing your jeans?
Pull them up.
Gene, what up?
What up?
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife and I were pregnant with our first kid, and I'll tell you what, man, she can be quite the hassle sometimes. So I need some I need some excuses to come up with when I need to get away.
You need some what?
Need some excuses to come up with when I just need to get away.
Oh, she's just like nagging you?
Yeah. You know, it just kind of wears on you, right?
Yeah. Where are you calling from, by the way? What state or where?
I'm calling from Kansas City, Missouri.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. How far along is she in this pregnancy?
She's 3 months along, and I mean, football season hasn't started yet. So I mean, that's a natural excuse, but I need something until then.
Yeah.
Can you say you're out doing something for her, and then go do something else? Like, is there a way for you to sneak out? Like, I'm gonna go buy you some stuff. And then go.
Yeah, but you can only use that so many times.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what about hobbies? Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, we got some hobbies. We just bought a house. We're doing stuff around here. That's pretty
much
a hobby
right
now.
Well, go work on the house. Or you know what? Go
Home Depot.
Tell her you're getting ready for a marathon. You need to train. So just go out.
I think you guys got it. You guys got it right there.
Yeah. And then what you do is you don't have to actually train for it.
No.
Just go for like a walk, smoke a joint. And then you'd be like, yeah, it was a great run. I got in 3 miles today.
That's right.
Really improving.
Yeah. Say I'm getting in shape for the new baby, and I got to go. I got to go to the gym, and then you go do what you want, man.
Yeah, it's great. And then just wear a t-shirt and shorts. And
come and hose yourself a little bit, make you look sweaty.
Yeah, there you go. And you're set.
Boom. That's all I have now.
Well, congratulations on the first kid, man.
Yes, congrats.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me. It's been awesome.
For sure, brother. Take care.
Good
we'll talk
luck,
to you
mommy.
Soon.
Wipe down.
Always.
Thanks, Jeans.
All right.
That was super fun.
What are we going to do about the call waiting?
Dude, bro. I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at the preferences. I don't know how to do this. I really don't know.
Fuck, man.
How could somebody not help us out with this?
Guys, is there anybody that knows how to do this on Skype?
Well, yeah, we gotta figure this out, man.
Well, we'll talk about this off air.
Yeah. Okay, long show.
What wonderful questions! You guys are really cool. I was expecting to get a lot of goofs, like a lot of people being like, "You guys, how much did you shit today?" But nobody did that.
Fucking Crocodile Gandhi! That guy is always talking shit.
I know.
All right.
I think he's talked shit to me, and I was like,
"Of course he has. He's a little shit stirrer."
And then they talk to you, and they're like the nicest people ever. God, don't you hate that about the internet?
Yeah.
You think someone's a total chode, and then you talk to them,
and you're like,
so
"Oh, you're a
kind.
Nice guy, you fuck."
Because most people are decent in real life.
I know,
and on the internet, they're not.
Somebody go send Crocodile Gandhi some tweets, and somebody go have sex with him.
He's in Vancouver. No,
he's in Victoria.
Victoria. If you're in Victoria and you like Crocodile Gandhi,
that's where to find
make
him.
A match
BC man. All right, we got to get out of here.
Oh, jeans.
Oh, my dirty jeans.
What a fun episode. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
I love you, my little jeans.
All right, I love you too. Let's do this. Let's go. I'll talk to you later. We
Bye,
love
meows.
You. Bye, meows. What's up, Sharon?